This is Dakota Datebook for September 18th. On this date in 1912, Burley Folsom Spaulding arrived in Bismarck with his family and all their household goods. They moved into their rented house on the corner of 5th and Avenue B. The Spauldings intended to make Bismarck their permanent home. Spaulding was a long way from his birthplace in Vermont. After his secondary education, he graduated from Norwich University in Vermont. He taught school, and in his spare time studied law in Montpelier, Vermont. After he was admitted to the bar in 1880, he moved to Fargo and opened his law practice. During his time in North Dakota, Spaulding was active in public life. He served on the Capital Commission of Dakota Territory in 1883, tasked with selecting a location for the capital and construct buildings. He served as superintendent of public instruction for Cass County, and in 1889 was a member of the Constitutional Convention. He was active in the Republican Party, serving as chairman of the Republican State Central Committee and of the Cass County Republican Committee. He served two terms as North Dakota's representative in Congress. Spaulding's most memorable court case was that of John Rooney, who was convicted of first-degree murder in 1903. Even though he was a United States congressman at the time, Spaulding took Rooney's case. It went all the way to the United States Supreme Court. Rooney lost his appeal and in 1905 became the last man executed in the state. At his execution, Rooney thanked Spaulding for his noble fight for the life of a penniless man. A distinguished attorney, Spaulding was appointed to the Supreme Court to replace Justice Engerud in 1907. Spaulding was subsequently elected to the position in 1908 and served almost 8 years. He was elevated to Chief Justice before being defeated in the election of 1914. After his defeat, Spaulding moved his family back to Fargo and returned to his law practice. He also entered banking. He was the organizer and first president of Merchants National Bank of Fargo. Burley Folsom Spaulding died in 1934 at the age of 80 and is buried in Fargo's Riverside Cemetery. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Carol Butcher. I'm Errol Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.